AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Attorneys call this new evidence to support their clients' claims that they were drugged and sexually assaulted by comedian Bill Cosby years ago. The Associated Press has seen court documents in which Cosby admits that he obtained quaaludes to give to young women he was pursuing for sex. More from AP correspondent Mary Claire Dale.
More than a dozen women have come forward to say that Cosby sexually assaulted them, and some say they believe they were drugged at the time. The accusations are too old to be prosecuted, but three of the women are accusing him of defamation in Boston for having his agents say their claims are untrue.
Visiting ice caves near Granite Falls, Washington is dangerous at this time of year because of the unseasonably warm weather. These tourists who managed to videotape a partial cave collapse on Sunday reacted. Sound courtesy KOMO-TV, last night, a bigger ice cave collapse proved deadly. One person died, four were injured. The person killed remains under debris until crews can attempt a recovery in the morning. The Louisville Police Department says investigators believe they've recovered the body of one of the three people who remain missing after a pontoon boat capsized in the Ohio River over the weekend. Republican South Carolina State Senator Tom Davis says he supports removing the Confederate flag from the statehouse grounds.
Let's do it because it's the right thing to do.
The state Senate voted 37-3 to remove the flag from where it flies as soon as the measure passes the House and is signed by Governor Nikki Haley. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says Washington hopes Greece and other EU countries will keep talking about the Greek financial crisis.
Despite their significant differences, including some differences that have been expressed in rather colorful terms, all sides do recognize they do have a collective interest in trying to arrive at the package in a way that would allow Greece to remain part of the Eurozone.
European stocks have opened solidly ahead of an emergency meeting of Eurozone leaders in Brussels. This is AP Radio News. Illinois voters are set today to vote for potential successors for former Congressman Aaron Schock. Longtime Hollywood producer Jerry Weintraub has died at 77, cardiac arrest. He was one of the last of the classic Hollywood showmen. Weintraub rose from the mailroom of a talent agency to become a top concert promoter, before shifting into a long career as a top Hollywood producer.
There's a thing that we do in our business, you know, we go on these Academy campaigns. We go after an Academy Award for somebody.
His movies included Nashville, Karate Kid, and Ocean's 11, and the Emmy Award-winning Liberace drama Behind the Candelabra. The 1984 Summer Olympics torch that Bruce Jenner carried through Lake Tahoe is going on the auction block, where it could fetch $20,000 or more. It's the first major piece of Jenner memorabilia to go to auction since the winner of the 76 Olympic decathlon gold medal became Caitlyn Jenner. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.